So, good morning, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're just fine up here in the People's Republic of Connecticut. We're doing well.
I was married there once. I like it.
Wait. You got married here
married?
Once?
I did indeed. One time I got married there.
Are you still married?
Not to that one.
Before we get to credit cards, what wonderful Connecticut city or town did that take place in, Howard?
Let's see. She was from Milford. I think I got married in Woodbridge.
Oh, yeah. Woodbridge. I live one town over in New Haven.
But I can understand now why you use just credit cards.
Well, you know what? It turns out she was kind of cold like the state. So.
Oh, boy. She was cold. Anyway, hey, Howard, listen, just about everybody has credit cards. Some people have multiple ones. You're talking to a guy that does. But the way the industry is now with all these multiple offers, I mean, the unsolicited offers and 0% and negative percent and points and everything, is there a way to effectively use credit cards to your benefit?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, it matters what your perspective is. Do you like the reward points? Do you just don't want to use cash? But the trick is, and which not all of us can follow, is going through and paying off the bill when the bill comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of your financial situation, you know, people like it to take it easy. They don't want to see themselves short on cash, but the fact of the matter is these credit card companies are not your friends. They're in business to make money.
You bet.
They have every possible way to psychologically separate you from your money, and they will take advantage of you.
Yeah, you know, Howard, one thing they do that I've recovered from once, and you know, you have to go through stuff, the great hook here is the 0% financing, where, you know, you get an initial rate, which may be zero, to transfer some money, and then you say, well, it's not costing me any interest, so I'll just let that balance slide. That's not a real smart thing to do.
No, you can't. I mean, it does cost you money. I from somebody who's been in the business for a very long time, you know, when a balance is out there or offered to you with zero interest or whatever the case may be, it usually means that there's a trick attached to it. They're going to catch you. And if you use a 0% credit offer for a year, meaning you don't have to make a payment, well, guess what? If you don't pay that interest back or that payment in full, that account,
you're gonna have to pay.
They go back from when you took it out and hit you for all the interest from the inception.
Mm.
And usually the interest is at 25% or more. So you got to be real careful when you try to think you're going to outsmart the credit card companies. You're not.
Howard, what would you say about somebody who liked cash, who saved cash, and didn't need to use any credit cards? What would you say about that fella?
Well, I think that's a good thing. I don't have a real problem with that. What I do question is, you know, in the year 2019 now, Happy New Year, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You have to use credit cards. It's a way of life. It's our reality. And in order to do so, you know, if you're going to rent a car, if you're going to take a vacation, you have to have a credit card. Can you modify that with a debit card? Yes,
mm-hmm.
You can. And a debit card is obviously attached to your bank account. When you use it, the money's pulled out automatically. But somebody who has cash, stay with the cash.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a credit card just for emergencies.
Howard, what are your three rules to live by when it comes to living with credit cards? Run those down for us.
Well, there's really three simple rules. The first rule is use cash when possible. When the bill comes in, pay it off in full.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think next month is going to be any better than this month. A lot of people get lost. And thinking, oh, next month I'll pay it off. No.
No, you won't.
Next month comes around and there's another excuse. excuse and another excuse.
Yeah.
And you end up getting crushed.
You know, Howard, I have a friend of mine, and you mentioned this a couple of seconds ago. I have a friend of mine. And this guy is, in fact, he used to be in radio, he teaches now. This guy is like one of the most organized guys I've ever known. And what he does is, he has a credit card. I think he's got it down to one that he uses, you know, with the reward points. And anything more than a newspaper, literally, he puts on that credit card. But he disciplines himself. He goes home that night, Howard. He logs on his computer, and he pays it off right away. So he has no balance on the card, right? And he's been doing this for the better part of, I think, 20 or 25 years. He's got more airline miles and free this and free that than he can use. And he's got no balance. I guess that would be a smart thing to do.
Well, it's smart if he takes you on vacation.
Well, yeah, well, yeah.
That's smart.
No, but he has this down to a science. He's really good.
No, I mean, listen, you could do all sorts of stuff. You could drive yourself crazy. I mean, frankly, I don't think you have to be that over the top, pay off the bill immediately. Mm-hmm. But the more you use the credit cards, the more rewards you get.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is make sure you're not getting charged a premium to use those credit cards. I had a friend of mine, he was paying his taxes on his credit card, and he had a huge tax bill, and he thought he was so smart until I showed him what the charge was for doing that. And guess what? He ended up paying probably a $10,000 convenience fee that
wow.
he didn't even realize.
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
$10,000. Oh, so he was doing a cash advance on the card?
No, you could use your credit card
yeah.
to pay your state taxes. This man was a multimillionaire.
Oh, okay. And it cost him. And it cost
his
him
taxes were hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But it cost him $10,000 to do that.
$10,000. He didn't even notice.
Wow. Let me ask you this: do women use them more than men?
You know, that's a tough question. I think it's 50-50.
Okay.
I will tell you, our clients at Debt.com tend to be more female oriented because the males, you know, they're macho. When the bill comes in, they stick their head in the sand like an ostrich. The women take it, and frankly, the women control the household budget typically more than the men do because we're machos. We're hunters. We're out there making the money. You know, but the women seem to be more serious about getting out of debt. It's about 50-50 usage. I would probably tend to believe that the male uses it a little more because he's got the ego, but
mm-hmm.
you know, statistics show it's about 50-50.
Howard is associated.
I'm glad I asked the question.
Yep, Howard is associated with ConsolidatedCredit.org. He's written Power Up, Taking Charge of Your Financial Destiny. He's been in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Money. Howard, as we wrap up here, give us one or two more points that folks should use using credit and credit cards in 2019. What do you think?
I mean, just be smart. I mean, people need to realize that these credit cards can get you in trouble. If you're carrying balances, go to consolidatedcredit.org or debt.com and, you know, go through and learn about credit cards. The problem is that none of us are taught about this unless we go seek information.
Yeah.
And frankly, you know, they're very difficult and sometimes tricky to understand, but there is information out there. But don't be stupid. Realize when you go through and use these credit cards, you're going to have to pay them off.
Hey, we thank you so much. You have been tremendous. We're going to have you on again.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks so much.
And dream of your wonderful memories of Connecticut, will you? Thanks,
Stay
Howard.
Stay warm. Stay
we
warm.
Will. Thanks, Howard. Appreciate it. Howard Dvorkin, CPA author. The website is consolidatedcredit.org. His two books, Power Up, Taking Charge of Your Financial Destiny, and he's also been in USA Today, Money, Wall Street Journal. My father had one credit card.